In 2004, native New Yorker Dirk Deterk purchased 6 acres of ridgetop land in rural Faulkner County, where he built his dream retirement home.
And we bought a beautiful place up on the end of a dead-end road with 1,200 acres out behind us to the north.
4 years later, bulldozers showed up on his neighbor's place, who owned the 1,200 acres. He had leased the mineral rights to natural gas developers. Deterk's home, turns out, was in the middle of the burgeoning Fayetteville shale play.
The drilling rigs went up behind our house, and then the horrible smells and the constant noise and the lighting. I mean, you see through the windows at night. It was like a stadium out back. And those wells were about 1,500 feet from our back door.
Deterk says the flares and fumes from a half dozen hydraulically fractured gas production wells nearby caused his family headaches and rashes. His gardens wilted from neglect. Wildlife disappeared. He complained to county lawmakers. He was told to move. Then the earthquakes started.
I mean, it was horrible living through that. We didn't sleep. We didn't know if this next one was the one that the whole house is coming down. My wife was taking motion sickness pills in the house because it felt like you were out at sea. The house was always moving.
The earthquakes, he learned later, were being triggered by natural gas underground wastewater injection disposal wells, disturbing an ancient 8-mile-long fault.
1.8, 2.1, 2.6, and then we're up to 4 or 5 a day, and one every hour.
A 4.7 quake in early 2011 cracked the foundation of his new house. A neighbor's home, he says, broke in half. In March, the Arkansas Oil and Gas Commission ordered natural gas waste injection wells in the area to shut down. The quake stopped. Deterk sold his dream home, moving his family to Conway. In November that same year, Arkansas was shaken again, this time by a magnitude 5.7 earthquake epicentered in central Oklahoma, a state which at the time had more than 180,000 active oil and gas production wells and hundreds of wastewater injection wells. Oklahoma was shivering with quakes. Last fall, a 5.8 earthquake struck near Pawnee. Scott Osbrooks is assistant geologist for the state of Arkansas.
There was reports of a power outage in Marion County. There was some equipment knocked over near Harrison. It was reported as far east as Little Rock.
2 months later, a magnitude 5.3 quake shook Cushing, Oklahoma, the largest oil tank storage hub in the world, causing minor damage. But Denise Parkinson is fighting to block construction of an oil pipeline from Cushing to Memphis, permitted to cross north central Arkansas. As ammunition, Parkinson pulls out a letter issued by EPA last November to Oklahoma oil and gas regulators, warning a big quake in Cushing could devastate the environment as well as the nation's energy system.
When it happens, this will be a disaster of biblical proportions. If you grew up in Arkansas like I did, and attended church like I did, and you heard about the lake of fire in Revelations, that's what we're talking about.
Following Arkansas's lead, Oklahoma's oil and gas regulators are continuing to cap wastewater wells in sensitive seismic zones and reducing disposal well volumes. And the number of small quakes are in decline. But is it enough to ease the big one? For Arkansas Public Media, I'm Jacqueline Froelich reporting in Fayetteville.